WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a civic media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. A new medical diagnosis for President Trump. The White House revealing Trump has a condition called chronic venous insufficiency. It impacts blood flow and can lead to swelling in the legs. The president has also been spotted with bruising on his hand, but his press secretary blames the use of aspirin,
which is taken as part of a standard cardiovascular prevention regimen. This is a well-known and benign side effect of aspirin therapy, and the president remains in excellent health.
The Republican-led House Rules Committee voting to advance a non-binding measure calling for the release of the Jeffrey Epstein files. This as President Trump facing an uproar and his MAGA base called for Attorney General Pam Bondi to produce any and all pertinent grand jury testimony subject to court approval related to the case. Bondi responded on social media saying that we are ready to move the court tomorrow to unseal the grand jury transcripts. Rescissions package that would claw back money from public broadcasting on the House floor now. This is ABC News. The man accused of entering the home of an American Idol music producer and her husband and killing the couple when they walked in on him in their house has been charged in his first court appearance Thursday. ABC's Alex Stone has more from Los Angeles.
Hey, Mr. Bouderian.
22-year-old Raymond Bouderian never showed his face in court, hiding behind a metal door as a judge set his next court hearing for August 20th and remanded he be held without bail.
Then no bail is set.
Bouderian is now officially charged with a count of burglary and two counts of murder, all with special circumstances. Bouderian allegedly burglarized American Idol producer Robin Kay's home and killed Kay and her husband when they walked in on him. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Senate Democrats, led by New Jersey Senator Cory Booker, staged a walkout as the Senate Judiciary Committee voted to advance the nomination of President Trump's personal defense attorney, Emil Bouvet, to the Court of Appeals Third Circuit. Dave Packer, ABC News.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
We've got Chris from Nina. What's your thought this afternoon, Chris?
Oftentimes you have only one set of viewers that will watch Fox News or watch CNN. What I really actually love and respect from all your viewers is the fact that you tend to have viewers that think on both sides of the aisle. To be open-minded, you need to be willing to listen and learn and possibly change your mind. You don't have to change your mind, but just being willing to listen.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Milwaukee film critic Mr. Matt Miller. I know you saw this. I saw 28 Years Later as well. I really liked it. My wife loved it, and we're not really horror people, but just something that grabbed. It's just great storytelling.
It is simultaneously what you would want from a zombie movie and something completely different. It's just a really fascinating movie and one I hope people keep checking out.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. As Wisconsin has a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Bucks re-signed Livingston. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks have re-signed center Chris Livingston after waiving him just 2 weeks ago. The move adds depth to the Bucks roster after losing Brook Lopez to the Clippers in free agency, who says the move to L.A. is more like a homecoming.
You know, I'm a Cali boy, so, you know, I grew up in the Valley in North Hollywood. Obviously, things were very different back then. To see where the Clippers have come now, it's just, it's astonishing. It's beautiful. I'm glad to be a part of it, and hopefully I can help take them even further up.
The Bucks losing to the Bulls last night, 102-96, to wrap up the Summer League. NFL, Packers training camp starts next week. Jordan Love holding his youth football camp in Milwaukee today. Left tackle Rashid Walker asked about attending the quarterback's wedding to his fiance, Ronica Stone.
The wedding was, it was a beautiful wedding, beautiful ceremony, such a beautiful couple. Hopefully Ronica can, you know, keep Jordan on his A game.
That's Packers left tackle Rashid Walker with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. For tonight, a mostly clear sky, light winds, and morning low temperatures will fall to the lower 50s. On Friday, quite a bit of sunshine to start the day. A few more clouds, though, later on. High temperatures warming to the mid-70s. Showers and storms Friday night. It's 63 at our studios.
Will you accept the challenge to go plastic-free for the rest of the month? It's more important than ever, and we have ideas. I'm Lisa Hale.
I'm Terry Barr. Recycling rules and the cheat sheets you need to make a difference. The next new Wisco Weekend, Saturday morning at 8, Sunday at 11.
Matt Nair on air.
Author of America, Let Me In, Felipe Torres Medina is here.
My funny book about immigration. You can see how the current administration and their policies are affecting the communities. But I'm a comedian. It is really sad, but how about some jokes? Because that's the only way I can, you know.
If we don't take a moment to laugh about something, we're all going to self-destruct.
100%.
Matt Nair on air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Allbaugh Show.
I came walking in here just a moment ago, and there was a young lady sitting here with a chicken.
It's fantastic.
On the table.
Kaylee High from Staley Boyd High School. What's the line of bird?
So this is Sue. She's a Dominique, and she's 6 years old.
Is Sue here? Does she lay eggs?
She did used to. She's too old.
So chickens go through menopause?
Yes. Yeah,
really?
Much. Yeah, basically.
It's a postmenopausal chicken. My sisters can relate.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Peach.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Good morning and welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, coming to you live from Butternut, Wisconsin.
Yeah.
We got Calvin back at Radio Park in Racine running the board. You can always join us, call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. You can leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter, day two of our Come to Wisconsin, Be Amazed tour. Yeah. We've just renamed it.
Come to Wisconsin, Be Amazed.
Be Amazed. Greg came up with that right before we went to the news. I think it's fantastic. Yes, and we are at the Fanatical Fish Art Gallery and Studio here in downtown Butternut. And the owner, Kelly Meredith, is our guest. Thank you so much for having us here. We really appreciate it.
This has been fabulous.
If you are in the area, please stop by and say hello. Todd is going to be broadcasting also his show from 2 to 4 later on this afternoon. So we're going to be exploring Butternut for a couple of hours in between. But we wanted to talk about some of the art that you feature here at your gallery, Kelly. Who would you like to start with?
I'll start with me.
Start with you.
Yeah.
It's all about me.
Greg's going to be our art display.
He's going to be Mr. Auctioneer guy. Yep.
Okay. Here we go. All right.
Hold the piece up.
All right. There we go. Thank you very much.
And take a fabulous look at this. Oh, that's gorgeous.
Okay. And actually, this has just been sold. It's been sold to Marshall.
Oh, well, then never mind.
Oh, goodbye. I'm holding it until they come pick it up. That's going to Marshfield Clinic. Yay.
Oh, nice.
And actually, like all my work, it's actually places around here. So this is the Brunswiler River. It's about 45 minutes from here. I worked from a photograph my dad liked to photograph. And so it's a photograph my dad took. And, you know, I love this area. It's not super glamorous, like the Rockies, you know, that's stunning. It's got a more subtle beauty, which I'd really appreciate. I do a lot of creeks and marshes and swamps. I find them very beautiful. I love dead trees. There's nothing more beautiful than a dead tree. So anyway, all my work basically features local. My most common one is a place called Rapid Creek, which is about 10 minutes from here.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like Monet's Lilies of Giverny.
Wonderful.
Like how he did the same scene like 3,000 times, but different lighting. So for me, it's Rapid Creek. I have tons and tons and tons and tons and tons of paintings of Rapid Creek.
I am curious, always with artists and their own work. When you started out early on, you must have had some things and you looked at it and like, this is just terrible.
Like yesterday.
I think that's reassuring though for people are like, God, I'd really like to paint, and I did this once in fifth grade and it was awful and I've never done it again.
Right. I have always insisted, because I was an art teacher, I've insisted that art is a learnable, teachable skill.
It is.
Because I wasn't really that good at art, but I really loved it. I developed a love of art because my mom would not make me go outside and play with the neighbor kids if I was quietly doing something. thing. So back when I grew up, I think you and I are.
That's amazing. Oh, I should have done that.
Exactly. That's how you get out of playing with the neighbor kids.
Don't make me go outside. Don't make me go outside.
I don't know if any. You're about the same age. Pack of Fun books. Do you remember Pack of Fun? Okay, Pack of Fun books were like these cheap, cheesy like art books, like how to make a macaroni mosaic.
Oh, macaroni mosaics.
You gotta love that, or string art. So that's how I, you know, got started as a kid. And I wasn't very good at art, but I.
You stuck with it, though.
Stuck with it. I really loved it. So, yeah.
I think one of the things, too, to encourage the people, and this is something that I struggle with, that there are a lot of things that I would love to try.
Sure.
But because I know I won't be good at them immediately, it's sort of, oh, there's almost a, why bother then? Because sure. There are tons of people out there who are good at it. What am I going to do to add to it? And that really is about getting rid of that mentality and saying, don't worry about other people. Don't worry about being, as you were saying, try and be famous or online. Just do one thing. Try doing one painting. And if you can do it, great. And then try again. Right. And again.
Because you're doing art for yourself, aren't you?
Yes. And in fact, I have Saturday classes in here starting every Saturday, starting from Memorial Day weekend all the way through the end of September. And it's geared for what I call the curious beginner. It's someone who's bought all the supplies and now goes, huh, what do I do with these?
Yeah.
Which happens. And it's people who, it's almost always women. I don't know why men don't show up, but women do.
I have theories.
Exactly. I don't know. I hope that they're welcome. You know, they understand. Anyway, it's people who just want to try and experiment, and you form this little community of other people who want to try and experiment, and it's just
and
joyful.
And supporting each other as well.
Because even like, okay, that's art. I think about like singing. Like, why do you feel like you can't sing?
Because
like,
somebody told them once they couldn't.
Exactly.
There are people out there who will say to you, oh, you're not good at that, or maybe you should try something else. And people will then, instead of, it's weird, we will take that kind of criticism to heart and say, well, someone told me once.
Right.
But never say, well, maybe they're wrong, or maybe I can try this or that. It's a really weird, especially when it comes to art.
Yes.
When it comes to art, I mean, like you said, it's teachable. Singing's teachable. Playing an instrument is teachable. You just have to put, especially as an adult, you have to put aside time to give it to. And when you do that, you're giving it to yourself. You are taking time for yourself. It can be, I won't say it's a replacement for therapy, but it's a good way of letting go and expressing yourself.
Right. 100%. You know, and just do it for the joy.
I mean, yes.
And actually, just about everything works. You know, obviously, I went to art school. Well, I didn't really go to art school. I got my teaching degree. It's not really art school. But you kind of learn that, you know, you open up your eyes and your brain to what art can be instead of narrowing it down to X and Y. So just, again, because I was an art teacher, I really loved the drawings that my kindergartners did. To me, that was pieces of art because they speak and they are expressive.
And honest.
I would look at someone and go, wow, that's a great abstraction for a cat. I would like to use that. You know, like I've often said, I hope the kindergartners got as much out of being with me as I got out of being with them.
That's so fantastic.
That's wonderful.
If you are just joining us, we are live on the road from the Fanatical Fish Gallery Art Studio here in downtown Butternut. Kelly Meredith, the owner, is with us right now. We are on the road with the Todd Alba Show, our Wisconsin Come Be Amazed tour. Our new name.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Yes, and we would love to have you join us at 855-752-4842. As always, leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Let's switch art, if you would, Vanna White.
Okay. I just want to make sure I have enough cord.
For us, and we'll feature another photo from Kelly's gallery here.
Okay, this is another artist. Her name is Terry Morgan. And how I met Terry, this is an odd story. Terry actually had prior to the pandemic, she had an adult day center for adults who, you know, have cognitive disabilities and or were suffering from dementia or whatever. I kind of tumbled into her because my dad, unfortunately, was diagnosed with Lewy body dementia. And I reached out to her because, like, what can I do? Like, what activities can I do with my dad? And I met her in the gallery, and she gave me all kinds of really great tips and ideas. And then she sort of blurts out, I paint.
And real shy,
she's
right?
She's like, I've got some paintings in my car. Is it okay if I pull them out? And I'm like, yeah.
Absolutely.
And they were really nice.
They're beautiful.
This is her. This was about 4 years ago. And so I actually sold some of her work to a clinic in Park Falls, which is really nice. And she came back about 6 months ago and said, hey, I've been studying more and I'm retiring and now this is what I'm doing. And so she showed me this one. I'm like, oh,
it's beautiful.
It's Blockhouse Lake, which is just outside of Park Falls, so not very far from here. Again, very local. Actually, what she did was very human and very vulnerable. She brought in all her work. She said, I would like you to critique this for me.
Oh,
which is
wow,
like
yeah.
scary for me because even though I was an art teacher, it was children. They're much more flexible. Like kids, especially teenagers, like, yeah, I don't care what you say.
Also, adults aren't going to take, you did a great job as a real compliment or like criticism.
No, they're not. They're the higher bar. So she brought in all her work, and I said, well, this works for me. And here's why, and this doesn't work for me, and here's why. And if I were guiding you, I'd suggest this direction, not this direction. But I picked these pieces out and said,
it's really beautiful.
This is gorgeous.
But yeah, so it's nice. Again, we're talking about opening up your brain to who's an artist and opening up your brain to what art is. Mm-hmm. I love it when people like switch gears and decide to devote themselves to art, and because everybody, it's a learnable, teachable skill.
Well, and it has very many healing properties as well.
Yes.
Because I have talked to different veterans groups over the years, and art is one way that is very helpful for people who are dealing with depression or PTSD or all kinds of things as an outlet, as an expression. Maybe you can't say the words,
right.
but you can put it on a canvas.
And I think an important aspect too of the story of this painting, with regard to the person, what was her name again?
Terry Morgan,
is that it's never too late.
Right.
Don't ever think that you can't do something because, well, I'm not even talking about people who are in their 40s, 50s, 60s, and 70s. I'm talking about people who are in their 20s and 30s because they thought, well, I didn't do it as a kid. I can't do it now. It's never too late.
No.
Find a way to express yourself. Find a way to just put it out there because, as you said, there are healing properties and it's important.
Oh, I agree.
We are here at the Fanatical Fish Gallery and Studio in downtown Butternut, Wisconsin. We'd love to see you stop on by. We're going to be broadcasting until 11 o'clock, talking to Kelly Meredith, the owner of the Fanatical Fish Gallery and Studio. The other thing I think that's so important, Kelly, is you said things can be taught. You can you can teach people how to do shading. You can how to get movement.
Right.
But that's all in the shading and the coloring and all those things.
Right.
You can, even I could learn those things.
Absolutely.
Yes. Learnable, teachable.
I grew up watching Bob Ross. And granted, I'm not going to be able to pick up the paints and do it like he does it, but it's about the practice and keeping it very simple. And both, I think, your subject matter, because like it was all outdoor landscapes.
Right.
And just keeping that, you know, he had a method of doing it, a way of practicing it, and that's how you did it. And one of the things I love is growing up, I always loved that show. And he was always seen as, well, it's Bob Ross. It's not real art.
It's not real.
Right,
and now it's being recognized as actual of real value because he told you could do it.
Right.
And that's important.
I don't personally like his work.
Yeah.
My kids would always say, can we paint like Bob Ross? I'm like, no. but don't get me wrong. Let me back up. So all you Bob Ross lovers, don't start hating on me. I love the fact that he was so joyful.
Yes.
And that to me is that gets me. Mm-hmm. I'm sold. If you are doing it out of joy and pure love of the thing, and actually for a lot of people, it's good to pick a role model. Pick somebody whose work you like. Try and emulate that. You are going to naturally grow away from that eventually. So you start with somebody you really enjoy, like maybe Bob Ross. You get that down, and then you realize, hey, I should also try X, Y, Z.
Exactly.
And it's part of your growth process. It's part of a journey. So
absolutely. It's fantastic. And you have classes
every Saturday.
All painting, or do you do
no,
pottery and everything?
And I don't teach them. I invite other artists to come in. That's why I said Lisa Krieger and Francis Whitfield on the art tour, if you guys want to go see them. I reach out to this cadre of artists every January and say, hey, you know, what would you like to propose your class? And then they set the price, and then, you know, send me photos and descriptions, and then they show up for a Saturday and teach. So it's kind of fun.
Check it out. We're going to include links to the gallery and all the things that we're talking about on the show. You can always find our show notes at civicmedia.us. Go to civicmedia.us, go to shows, click on Matt Nair on Air, and then we will have at least 100 prior episodes that are archived.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then if you click on the individual episodes, Greg has all the links in there for everything that we are talking about. Come on by and see us. We're at the Fanatical Fish Gallery and Studio. By the way, if my husband is listening, I have to buy stained glass.
Yes, you do.
I have to.
She must.
Said I can't leave until I buy something. So that's the only reason I'm buying anything.
She's a hostage.
Just so you know. Yeah. Stay with us. A little weather and wine on the other side with Brittany Merlot. You're listening to Matt and Air on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
From Ashwaubenon to Alloway, this is 97.9 WGBW. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Stephanie Bloomingdale, president of the Wisconsin AFL-CIO. The big Brewer bill is basically an all-out assault on working Americans.
No tax on tips. It's not as good as it sounds because a lot of tipped workers are not paying that higher level of taxes in the first place.
As the wealthiest among us dine at the feast of all feasts, don't be fooled by the table scraps.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I imagine we'll talk about Superman. It's the same thing I said about F1. It's a great video. The music is great. The action's great. The CGI is great. I don't feel like they had to really develop the characters. It was fine.
I thought they did a really good job of showing Superman's, you know, humility.
I agree with you there. One of my positives, it wasn't 2 hours and 40 minutes like every other blockbuster movie this summer, but lots to like there.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety.
CPR saved my life. I've teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers through CPR education and access to AEDs. Nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
Teachers are diverse, skilled leaders, innovating to prepare students for our fast-changing world. Teaching shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wgbw.fm/contest-terms. Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Good morning and welcome back to Matt and Air on Air. Jane Matt and Air and Greg Bach coming to you live from Butternut, Wisconsin. We are at the Fanatical Fish Gallery and Studio here in downtown Butternut. Day 2 of Matt and Air on Air and the Todd Albers Show on the road. Wisconsin, come and be amazed.
Wisconsin, be amazed.
Be amazed.
Oh, is it come and be, wait, is it Wisconsin, come and be amazed, or just Wisconsin? I think it's Wisconsin,
be amazed. Amazed. We'll go with that. It fits better on a shirt.
Yeah.
She is joining us, as she always does at this time, for a little weather and wine. Civic Media's meteorologist Brittany Merlot is live from Wausau. We waved to you when we drove through yesterday in the rainstorm.
Yep.
Good morning, Brittany. Yay. How are you doing?
Thank you. Oh, good morning. I'm doing fantastic. I mean, a little tired after yesterday, and I'll say, my thing, Wisconsin strong. That's what they are. We're Wisconsin strong.
We are Wisconsin strong. Those were some crazy storms that came through yesterday.
Yes. I mean, we've got National Weather Service out surveying a bunch of different areas. They're looking at Dodgeville, Sauk City, Fall River, Beaver Dam, Fox Lake area. They confirmed an EF0, 65-mile-per-hour winds in a cornfield there. So thankfully, just a cornfield, I think, at the moment. Gosh, they're looking at Fond du Lac. A funnel cloud was reported. Hustisford, They also confirmed an EF zero there, 70 mile per hour wind gusts.
Wow.
Yeah, and it was on the ground for like 14 minutes. So a decent amount of time there. And then, goodness, they're even looking at Lemon Wire, Westfield, and a bunch of different areas as well. But I mean, scattered wind damage. We saw 50 to 60 mile per hour gusts knocking down trees yesterday. Major flooding too. An inch to an inch and a half of rainfall per hour was what was happening, causing flash flooding. I mean, Wautoma, there's cars underwater. They were stalled. The water was over their hoods. Highway 21 was impassable between Wautoma and Coloma. I think even in Neenah, Oshkosh flooding there, water in basements, creeks overflowing.
Oh, my.
It hit fast and hard.
It did.
Well,
yeah.
When we were on the air yesterday, when Todd was on the air yesterday, he was ending his show in the last half hour. He was giving all the tornado watches and warnings, and it just felt like he kept going and going and going because there was so much happening. And when he got done with the show and we were packing up the car, we thought we were going to have to stick around. Luckily, the rain in the Oshkosh area started to calm down a little bit, and it was very manageable for that first hour driving north, and then it stopped. But we were looking at that weather forecast, and even I, who doesn't know how to read weather forecasts very well, I'm like, this does not look good.
Yeah, you see all the red boxes and the yellow boxes coming at you, and the big red on the radar. Yeah, that is no good usually. So thankfully, so far, I have not heard of any injuries reported, nothing like that.
That's
so
lucky.
Yeah.
That's the best part, is we're safe. Everything can be replaced. Remember that. And Wisconsin comes together as such a good community in times like this. And it's just so amazing to see. So Wisconsin strong.
Mike, Brittany, I'm going to ask you to pull your mic just a little bit closer to you. But also something that I want to say that Jane said yesterday, I think it's worth repeating, is that when these weather reports come through, when you were giving them, whether it's us or your trusted source for weather, take these warnings seriously. This is not, you know, I know that we live in Wisconsin. Tornado watches and warnings happen quite a bit, especially during the season. And it's easy to say, it's not a big deal. I'm not in the area, or for whatever reason, but you need to take heed. You need to be safe. And when you're given a warning,
take it seriously.
What you need to do to get yourself in a good place.
Yes, because we are not putting out those watches and warnings in the National Weather Service. They're not doing that for fun. They're seeing some strong rotation. They're seeing major, major points that look like it is a tornado. So just take it serious. And if nothing ever happens, you're lucky, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, absolutely.
So you spent a half an hour in the basement. You didn't have to. If that's the worst of it, then you get off really well. So It is so perfect today in Butternut. This is like the perfect summer day. Mm-hmm. Is this weather going to last? What are we expecting for at least as we head into the weekend, Brittany?
Yeah, so we've got this beautiful high pressure, cooler fall feel kind of in a sense for July. This is amazing. We're going to stick with this today, tomorrow, and then things are going to start to change a little bit. We have chances for showers and storms sparking up tomorrow afternoon, far northwest, but by the night and overnight, it kind of rolls through the state. These storms will not be severe. I don't think any worries with that. So just rolling through overnight might wake you up. A little bit of wet in the morning, especially south in the state for Saturday, but then we dry things out and warm up a little bit more towards our more seasonal temperatures in the 80s, low 80s or so for Sunday. Monday is pretty decent.
Brittany, you're breaking up
next
a little bit.
Week.
Okay, now I think we got you. Yeah, go ahead.
You got me? Okay. I was going to say by next week, it's pretty active. So we've got some calm weather now. A little front moves through late tomorrow night, Saturday morning, and then we're calm before the crazy week next week. A lot of stuff going on.
Well, get out and enjoy it if you have the opportunity for the next couple of days. Brittany Merlot is Civic Media's award-winning meteorologist.
Multi-award-winning.
She joins us every week at this time where we have a little weather and wine. Brittany Merlot, thank you so very much for joining us. We will see you next week. And stay with us. When we return, Audio Sorbet coming up. We need your Oli and Lena jokes.
Yeah.
Greg has never heard an Oli and Lena joke. PJ on the live stream says, I'm with Greg. I have no idea what those jokes are.
I'm such uncultured swine.
We're going to fix this on the other side. Get them ready. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air live from Butternut, Wisconsin, on the road with a Todd Alba show. Stick around on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be right back. They all live for the sun.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. As Wisconsin is brats on the grill for a tailgate, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packard. A new medical diagnosis for President Trump. The White House revealing Trump has a condition called chronic venous insufficiency. It impacts blood flow and can lead to swelling in the legs. The president has also been spotted with bruising on his hand, but his press secretary blames the use of aspirin,
which is taken as part of a standard cardiovascular prevention regimen. This is a well-known and benign side effect of aspirin therapy, and the president remains in excellent health.
The Republican-led House Rules Committee voting to advance a non-binding measure calling for the release of the Jeffrey Epstein files. This as President Trump facing an uproar and his MAGA base called for Attorney General Pam Bondi to produce any and all pertinent grand jury testimony subject to court approval related to the case. Bondi responded on social media saying that we are ready to move the court tomorrow to unseal the grand jury transcripts. Rescissions package that would claw back money from public broadcasting on the House floor now. This is ABC News.
The Bucks re-sign Livingston. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks have re-signed center Chris Livingston after waiving him just 2 weeks ago. The move adds depth to the Bucks roster after losing Brook Lopez to the Clippers in free agency, who says the move to L.A. is more like a homecoming.
You know, I'm a Cali boy, so, you know, I grew up in the Valley in North Hollywood. Obviously, things were very different back then. To see where the Clippers have come now, it's just, it's astonishing. It's beautiful. I'm glad to be a part of it, and hopefully I can help take them even further up.
The Bucks losing to the Bulls last night, 102-96, to wrap up the Summer League. NFL, Packers training camp starts next week. Jordan Love holding his youth football camp in Milwaukee today. Left tackle Rashid Walker asked about attending the quarterback's wedding to his fiance Ronica Stone.
The wedding was, it was a beautiful wedding, beautiful ceremony, such a beautiful couple. Hopefully Ronica can, you know, keep Jordan on his A game.
That's Packers left tackle Rashid Walker with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. In 2009, Joaquin Phoenix acted really strange on an episode of The Late Show with David Letterman. The Gladiator actor appeared on the same stage in the same theater on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert on Tuesday and discussed his Letterman appearance, saying he deeply regretted it. During his previous Late Show appearance, Phoenix says he was parodying a character he was playing in a film that was about to be released at the time called I'm Still Here, a mockumentary about Phoenix leaving acting to become a hip-hop artist. Phoenix wore a dark suit and sunglasses and said little. He told Colbert he was hoping Dave would lacerate him after informing The Late Show staff that was how he was going to appear for the interview. In hindsight, it was a disaster. The Oscar-winning Phoenix called the interview and the entire experience a disaster and uncomfortable. I remember that night, and he's putting it mildly. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. For tonight, a mostly clear sky, light winds, and morning low temperatures will fall to the lower 50s. On Friday, quite a bit of sunshine to start the day. A few more clouds, though, later on. High temperatures warming to the mid-70s. Showers and storms Friday night. Currently 62 degrees.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
We got Chris from Nina. What's your thought this afternoon, Chris?
Oftentimes you have only one set of viewers that will watch Fox News or watch CNN. What I really actually love and respect from all your viewers is the fact that you tend to have viewers that think on both sides of the aisle. To be open-minded, you need to be willing to listen and learn and possibly change your mind. You don't have to change your mind, but just being willing to listen.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
Maggie Dawn.
At 5 o'clock, I review the record on the conspiracy theories in Pizzagate from QAnon and MAGA and reveal Donald Trump's deep hypocrisy in this moment about pedophile Jeffrey Epstein. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Good morning and welcome back to Matinee on Air. Jane Matinee and Greg Bach along with Todd Alba coming to you live from the Fanatical Fish Gallery Art Studio here in downtown Butternut, Wisconsin. Day tour of our Wisconsin. It's amazing tour. And yes, we are broadcasting live until 11 o'clock this morning. Thank you so much to Kelly Meredith, who's the owner of the gallery, for giving us the space to set up here and sharing some of her artwork with us and all of the different artists that are all across the Great North Woods. It's just been so, it's so educational and it's so wonderful to find out all of the things we have in common.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right?
Yes.
That's the whole point.
Yes.
That's why we like to do these. That's why we like to get around the state. And we wouldn't be able to do these things without the help of the woman who is sitting by my side. Darla Isham is here. Thank you so very much for helping us get this going. You are the station manager in Park Falls.
I am. Yes, I am. I've been in radio for 30 years. And
you started when you were five.
I start,
like me.
Yeah, okay,
yes.
Thank you.
Pretty much.
Actually, I was born the same year the radio station was born.
In Park Falls?
In Park Falls.
Really?
Yes. Do you want to know what year?
That's entirely up to you.
2001. See, I can do that too.
Yeah, I turned 39 five times over, you know.
That's
so.
A good day. It's a good year. My father stopped at 39, actually. So were you born in Park Falls?
I was born in Park Falls, and in 1953, the radio station was erected in Park Falls.
Nice.
So I'm part of the history.
Yeah, you are.
Of the station. But thank you so much for choosing Northern Wisconsin to come and do a tour, because I think it's so important to, you know, with small communities that are not tourist driven,
right?
You know,
right.
And you go up the highway, any highway in Northern Wisconsin, you're going to find little communities just like this one, and there's so much history, and there's businesses just like Kelly's.
Yeah.
And this is just amazing.
It is.
So thank you.
Oh, we are delighted to be here. I just love traveling around the state and learning all the things. I've lived here almost all of my life, and I never knew there was a Butternut until I started working for Civic Media. Greg, you and I have talked about this a lot.
Absolutely.
All of the things that we have learned about our own state since we have started doing this show.
Yeah. I mean, and we do these tours are great, and it would be easy, and this is no disrespect to the bigger cities. We could go to Green Bay, we could go to Milwaukee, Madison, but there's something to be said about going, especially northern Wisconsin, where it's just absolutely gorgeous, and the people are wonderful. And as you said, Darla, it's about bringing attention to those smaller communities and what they have to offer, because they're not just places you drive through. They're places that have an art gallery or, you know, a wonderful restaurant to go to, and it's as educational for us as it will be for other people, and it's wonderful. So thank you for making this happen.
Well, you're very welcome. Again, we are excited to have you here. I mean, this is going to be so much fun. It's been fun already.
It has been great.
And I've been listening, and it's sounding really great.
Well, we've been having a ball. People have been so lovely. They really have.
Oh,
everybody's been lovely. Share with us a little bit of the history about Park Falls and Butternut, because in some of the emails that we had going back and forth, you had made some references to just the important historical things that have happened in this area.
Right. Well, when Maxine comes on Todd's show this afternoon, she's going to be the history buff. I mean, she will get into the meat and the nitty gritty of Butternut and all the historical things. But it's the great history for our small community. Again, you know, we have the paper mill that was a paper mill.
Sure.
It's no longer a paper mill that started Park Falls. I mean, that's what
that was why they, that
so
was it.
Lumber. And, you know, the Flambeau River is man-made. They made the Flambeau River, the flowage, so they could
Move lumber.
Move lumber, logs,
yeah,
down the Flambeau River, you know, to get to the mills. And, you know, along with the railroad coming through with it, which is no longer coming through, but right across the street, you know, where you have the feed store, the railroad came through.
Yeah.
You know,
well, it's interesting to see how these communities have had to kind of reinvent themselves as some of these industries have gone away.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, when you think of butternut, some of the industries is veneer, oil, coal, cigars, tobacco, you know, yes.
Do we grow tobacco?
Well, there was a tobacco manufacturer or a cigar manufacturer here in Butternut. That's one of the industries that that Maxine might talk about in when she's talking about the history, you know, and the veneer mill. You know, they made the, it's World War One, where the bomber, one of the bombers has veneer
from
Butternut, Wisconsin made. So it was sent over to Europe and that's how they manufactured some of the,
that's amazing.
So just interesting little tidbits and little pieces, of Butternut. I mean, Park Falls, I can talk a little bit about, you know, the business part of it, like the radio station. And it's important, and you've said this before, all of you have said it, it's about the people.
Yep.
Yes, yes.
It's about the people in the community supporting each other. Like I heard Kelly talking about, you know, when somebody has something bad happen in the community, nobody asks.
Who did you vote for?
Right. Yeah. They're not asking that. Yeah. They're just helping. They'll come, they help you, and, you know, they'll bring, if you're sick, you know.
Chicken soup,
you know, they're coming, knocking on your door. Well, the reason communities like Park Falls, Mellon, Phillips, Fifield, all these little communities around us are sustained by the people in the community and the businesses who, everybody supports each other, you know, and I think, you know, what's really important to me, I think that's why I've stayed in this industry so long.
Yeah. Sure.
It's because we're here to help the industry and to help the businesses. And it's not about making the big buck.
Right.
It's about how can we help these businesses stay in business.
And inform the community and bring the community together. And I think, Darla, what you said is so important. Little, small hometown radio stations are the heartbeat of a lot of small communities. And that's kind of the mission of civic media, is to kind of keep those smaller stations, hometown stations, on the ground stations, to keep them vibrant and involved.
And that's, I think, why the radio station has been around since 1953. I mean, it's sustained, it's, you know, we really care about the community. We care about communities like Butternut all over the state, you know, however we can help them.
Yep.
It's not like about, you know, our sales team are outstanding. It's not about like taking, you know, a rate card to somebody and saying, here, we want you to buy ads. We don't even operate that way. Our mission is to sit down with the business people and find out what's important to them.
What is your message?
Your message? What is important to you? Because we're here to help you too. And I think, you know, taking that route and feeling that way about your community and loving your community is going to keep people in business longer.
Yeah. And as you said, if the people were really looking to make big bucks in this, they wouldn't be here. They'd be doing it someplace else.
Yeah.
If you're just joining us, Darla Isham is our guest. She's the station manager at WCQM, our civic media property in Park Falls. We are broadcasting live from the Fanatical Fish Gallery here in downtown Butternut, Wisconsin. Day two of our tour with the Todd Alba Show. Todd going to be taking over at 2 o'clock today. I found this just completely shocking, and this is the second trip I've taken, and I've worked with Greg Bach now for quite a while. He's never heard an Ole and Lena joke. I don't even know what to do with that.
I was thinking about that on my drive up here, but I don't even have a good.
You don't have an only.
I don't even.
Folks,
have
it's just going to let you know this is not making the best of podcast for the weekend because this just feels like, what do they call it, an attack.
if you have an Ole and Lena joke that's FCC compliant,
there it is.
Yeah, that's...
give us a call at 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. And I think Greg needs to have just a little taste of Ole and Lena jokes. They've been around forever.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, my grandparents used to tell them all the time. So we're traveling around the state this week in a Mercedes bus.
It's a
Mercedes chassis. All right, don't get too excited here.
It still has a Mercedes logo on it, right, so we're fancy.
Which
and
I'm taking with me, by the way.
Yeah.
But it happens to be a diesel bus. And it reminds me of a joke that my Grandpa Wallace told me growing up. You know, Ole and Lena came over, and they came over with their friend Lars from the old country. And so when Ole and Lars first got there, they're looking for jobs as new immigrants. And so they saw a sign in this truck repair place is looking for a diesel fitter. And they said, well, we'll go in here and apply. And so Ole and Lars went in, and guy says, you guys got any experience? You just got here. And Ole says, oh, yeah. He says, we over in the old country. He says, I was a tailor. But Lars here, he was a diesel fitter. Well, he says, I could use a diesel fitter, and my engine's back here. He says, well, I'm not sure about a tailor, but he says, I suppose you're used to patterns or whatever. You could probably learn. So he says, I got a truck back here. A guy's got to have this by 5 o'clock. It's 3 in the afternoon. Do you think you get it done? I got to go run errands. I'll be back about 5. Will you have it done? Oh, yeah, Lars says, we could have it done. Ole and I, we get it done. So the guy leaves, comes back right before close. Grease everywhere and stuff everywhere. He says, what in the heck? He says, my client, you know, he's going to be furious. He goes, you guys don't know what the heck you're doing at all. He says, you lied to me. He says, you told me you were diesel fitters. No, no, he says. He says, I told you I was a tailor. I was a tailor in the old country. He says, I make the pattern. I sew the dresses for the women. And then after I get it all sewn, I give it over to Lars. And Lars, he hold it up and he says, yeah, diesel fitter.
Is there, wait, nope, not at all. Nope, I tried to hit a cool hot button. It didn't work at all. Oh, my God.
So if you're looking for a diesel fitter, Lars can help you out.
If you can top that Ole and Lena joke, we would love from you.
Wow, that was a...
At 855-752-4842. PJ on the live stream says knee slapper. That was a knee slapper. You gotta love that.
Yeah.
That is hilarious.
All right. Well, I've heard my first Ole and Lena joke.
There will be more to come.
Oh, grand.
I have a feeling that there will be more to come. We are going to be staying. Speaking of Lena, we're going to be staying at Lena's resort tonight.
Yes, you are.
What a segue.
She is. That's a segue. Yeah. She is one of our title sponsors.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, we're talking about businesses and how
yeah.
we all work together and make things happen.
Yes.
And your accommodations for the next two
so
nights
excited.
Are going to be facing the lake.
Lake Butternut.
Butternut Lake. And did you know what was the date? In the 1800s, when butternut was just being established and the early settlers were coming, they actually had the government surveyors from Medford, Wisconsin, come and they slept on the shores of Butternut Lake. And, of course, then they decided they had to start zoning.
Oh. Look at what you learn.
Exactly.
Look at what you learn. All right, stay with us when we return. This shouldn't be a thing. That's Nuts Edition. This is Matt Nair on air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
If you're like me and you miss hearing the front man to the glam bands, Dennis Peters' voice every Friday, then here's a great way to help him out while listening to some great music. It's Amanda with another new Wisco 411 for you, brought to you by Area 509 in Appleton, and Thursday, July 31st at 6 p.m. at the Riverside Ballroom is this year's On Stage for Cancer. They will be using various performing arts to create a variety show with proceeds benefiting this year's recipient, which is Dennis. For more information, head to WGBW.fm and click events.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
I've been trying to learn sheepshead for 40 years. My father-in-law is still a card counter, knows what everybody has. It is so easy to go, oh gosh, I still don't know who the partner is. And is that a trump card or is it not? And so I'm still asking myself all these questions while they're busy taking all of my nickels. The one thing that got me where they allow me to play is getting the app. For all the technology that's out there, that is one of the positive notes.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
Author of America, Let Me In, Felipe Torres Medina is here.
My funny book about immigration. You can see how the current administration and their policies are affecting the communities. But I'm a comedian. It is really sad, but how about some jokes? Because that's the only way I can, you know.
If we don't take a moment to laugh about something, we're all going to self-destruct.
100%.
Matt Nair on air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
For 75 years, the Muscular Dystrophy Association's voices have thundered through the halls of Congress.
For 75 years, we've willed the impossible into existence.
For 75 years, the MDA community has pushed the science,
shifted the narrative,
and established the field of neuromuscular medicine.
And until that day when this is all a thing of the past,
you couldn't stop us if you tried.
Join us and celebrate 75 years of breakthroughs at MDA75.org.
Is getting vaccinated on your to-do list? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
Yes, you do. See how we've got you at yougotthis.usaging.org. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Good morning, and welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Todd Alba, coming to you live. We're on the road at the Fanatical Fish Gallery and Studio here in Butternut, Wisconsin. Day two of our tour. Again, we're in Butternut today. Todd's going to pick up his show here at 2 o'clock this afternoon, and then we are heading to Hayward tomorrow. We will be broadcasting from the lot.
Nice. Yeah.
And we hope if you're in the area, it's wide out in the open. It looks like a beautiful place.
It's actually across the street from the radio
station.
From
our radio station, yep, in Hayward. So we will be out there setting up tomorrow. Join us tomorrow, 9 to 11, then Todd's show from 2 to 4. Darla Isham is here. She's the station manager of our station, WCQM, in Park Falls. Anything else you want to talk about the station?
Well, I do want to mention... Oh, my mic. Let me get
a little closer. There you go.
There you go. All right. I do want to mention that Big G and I this afternoon are going to be set up out in front of the store here.
Nice.
And we are bringing our wheel, our spinning wheel, and we're going to give prizes away. So we want people to come.
Wonderful and fabulous prizes.
Wonderful, fabulous prizes. And those prizes, we talk about community and how people come together. and we have sponsors that I do have to. I know Big G is going to mention
please
them
do.
Too.
Please
but
do.
But I want to mention that we're going to be giving prizes away from these sponsors who are helping bringing this road tour
yep.
through Northern Wisconsin. So we got Signature Sign and Graphics, Smart Plumbing and Heating, the Filling Station, Jay's Automotive, the Village Pit Stop, Harvin Benz, Empty Pockets, Northern State Bank, the Butternut Cafe, of course, Kelly here, Fanatical
Kelly here. Yep.
Fish,
yeah.
yes.
the Historical
yes.
Society, Lena's Northern Pines Resort. These are all wonderful businesses in Northern Wisconsin that keep our communities together. So we're going to be giving prizes away from their businesses. So you'll want
to awesome. Shout out to everybody. Shout out to our sponsors. We cannot thank you enough.
Yeah.
Seriously, for helping make this happen. It's just been delightful. It really has. We're getting a little late. It's 10:54, yep. Calvin. That means it is time for
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
As always, if you have a thing you think should not be, send it in to Greg and me at janesays@civicmedia.us, J-A-N-E-S-A-Y-S, janesays@civicmedia.us. This from the Associated Press. Calvin, of course, found this. Jack Dura with the byline. The headline reads, "Ground squirrels are taking over our North Dakota city, and officials are not amused."
I just love that title.
They're not having it.
Yeah.
The Richardson ground squirrel weighs less than a pound, about a foot long, native to the northern plains. The ground squirrel is a ferocious tunneler, and it is exasperating the people of Minot, North Dakota, where it is burrowing everywhere from vacant lots to the middle of town, and they expect more and more growth over the next two decades.
Oh, boy.
Now, North Dakota's fourth largest city, Minot, is fighting back. Even the pest control guy who is leading the charge against them says, "This is going to be tough. I am trapping them, but my neighbor isn't. Well, then we're really not going to get anywhere, are we?"
Oh, my. I just really, really love the title, because it implies the idea that someone was like, "Oh, my gosh, ground squirrels." And the city and officials were like, "This isn't funny."
No.
This is not funny. This is a real thing.
Ground squirrels have been an issue in Minot for at least 20 years.
They're adorable.
But it has gotten so bad in the last few years that they are finally trying to take steps against it. It's still unclear what exactly the ground squirrel population is in Minot, but they say it nears or exceeds the population of the city. They think there are tens of thousands of ground squirrels in Minot, North Dakota.
Well, I'm just going to say something, and this might not be a popular opinion, but if you didn't do something long ago, maybe you don't deserve Minot anymore. Maybe the squirrels
just
get to have
it. Squirrels.
Maybe they get to take over, and maybe they'll do a better job then. My goodness.
One official says, "Gosh, there's got to be tens of thousands of them in the area. I don't see the population ever going to zero. I mean, it's almost impossible with the numbers we have now." They say that the squirrels, part of the problem, fewer grassland areas available to them, so they're moving into town.
They're here to stay.
They're moving in. They're not going anywhere. I would look at rents. I don't know what else you do. One guy says he kills 3,500 to 5,000 ground squirrels a year.
I don't know if that's true. Okay.
However, you can buy a lovely a ground squirrel coat downtown.
Yes. When asked for comment, the ground squirrel said, "Fargo, you're next." So really, it's going to become North Squirrel.
Just keep this in mind if you're going to be traveling to Minot. I don't know. You may not protect yourself somehow. That wraps up today's episode of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
Join us tomorrow as we broadcast from The Loft in Hayward. We will be out there starting at 9 o'clock. Come by this afternoon here at the Fanatical Fish Gallery in Butternut. Darla and Big G going to be here with the Wheel of Fabulous Prizes.
I probably can't win, can I?
You cannot win.
No. I could give you a Civic Media bandana, though.
I already have.
They're really cool.
Okay.
Oh, nothing's going to make him happy, right? Thank you, Greg and Calvin. Thank you, Darla and Big G and Greg Gunderson and Joel. Thank you, Kelly Meredith, for allowing us here. Thank you to Lena's Resort, where we're going to be staying tonight, the Northern Pines Resort. Thank you, everybody, for help making this happen. We got news coming up next. I hope you find some joy today and you get the chance to share it. Keep it right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. The diagnosis for President Trump has been seen lately with bruises on his hands and swollen legs. White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt.
The president underwent a comprehensive examination, including diagnostic vascular studies. Bilateral lower extremity venous Doppler ultrasounds were performed and revealed chronic venous insufficiency, a benign and common condition.
In a major win for the president, the Republican-led House narrowly passed a White House request to claw back $9 billion from the federal budget, including funding for foreign aid and public broadcasting. Attorney General Pam Bondi posting Thursday night that the Justice Department is set to request Friday that grand jury transcripts tied to federal investigations into deceased sex offender Jeffrey Epstein be unsealed. This in response to a directive from President Trump issued on his Truth Social account directly and asking Bondi to do so. This is ABC News.